USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. U.S. diplomats may be out of Sudan, but more Americans are still trying to get out, according to White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Several dozen Americans are now participating in a U.N.-led convoy on its way to Port Sudan. The United States military is providing overwatch through unmanned systems, unmanned aerial systems of that convoy, so we can keep tabs on it.
Kirby says most of the Americans still in Sudan are Sudanese Americans with strong ties to their native country and who have no intention of leaving. Sudan's been scarred by heavy fighting the past few weeks as two military factions fight for control of the East African nation. We expect President Biden to officially announce his bid for re-election this week, even as most Americans would rather have someone else besides Biden or former President Trump to choose from next year. An NBC News poll says 70% of those asked believe Biden should not run, most cite his age. About 60% of those polled don't want Trump to run. The former police officer who shot and killed a man when she mistook her gun for her taser is out of prison. The surprise release of Kim Potter comes as officials in Minnesota want to avoid potentially violent protests.
They did this under the cover of darkness. They kept it secret of when she was going to be released because of concerns for Potter's safety as well as the safety of others at the prison facility. And we're told by the state of Minnesota that she was released at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, 4 a.m. local time, Central Time.
Correspondent Jesse Kirch, Potter served 16 months of a two-year sentence. Jury selection begins in Pittsburgh today for the trial of Robert Bowers. He's accused of killing 11 people inside a Pittsburgh synagogue in October of 2018. COVID concerns have delayed that trial several times. A lot of Disney workers will soon be out of their jobs. The company's looking to cut about 4,000 positions starting today. The layoffs will be all over the company, including ABC and ESPN. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new face.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Today includes the latest chapter in the drama that began on the floor of the Tennessee State House in the days after a school shooting in Nashville.
Representatives Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson will meet with President Biden today. Jones and Pearson were initially expelled by the Republican majority for protesting on the House floor just days after 3 children and 3 adults were killed in a school shooting in Nashville. A vote to remove Johnson didn't pass. I'm Skip Kelly.
California's ramping up efforts to go after traffickers and dealers in illegal drugs. The DA in San Francisco, Brooke Jenkins, is all for it.
We, of course, would welcome any help that we can get with making sure that we have sufficient staffing on the street to ensure that those who are visibly dealing drugs get arrested.
The governor's new plan includes using the California National Guard, but there's no word yet on how the troops would be used. Another concern, it's all about the sellers, according to Kanishka Chang with a group Together SF.
The other side of this is addressing the demand side. For today's announcement, while it's great, doesn't do anything there. So we're going to keep up the pressure to address the demand side. And what that looks like for us is fully funding recovery and treatment options.
The governor's promising the new effort will not criminalize those who struggle with drug abuse. Washington State may soon be the first to ban pre-employment cannabis testing. The bill's awaiting the signature of Governor Jay Inslee. Companies would still be allowed to keep their drug-free work policies. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.